And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. As the hours dragged by, everyone who was in any way involved in the murder of Oliver Wilson backstage at the Hamilton Theater just off Broadway is feeling the strain. Larry Noble in particular is showing signs of nerves. Although Sergeant Riley of the Homicide Division hasn't questioned Larry since the night of the murder, he has kept a close check on him. Right now, in the office of his superior, Chief Ferguson, we hear...
I'm keeping an eye on all of them, Chief. Just hoping someone will crack, and then we'll get the inside story.
That's a risky way of going about a case like this, Riley. It may be too slow. Remember, this is a headline murder. The papers are screaming for an arrest. Commissioner's been on the line a dozen times today, and the DA's office is pressing for action.
Sure, they always yell for action, Chief. They haven't been doing any of the groundwork. I've been working on this case night and day, and I'm near ready to drop, I can tell you that.
What progress have you made?
Not enough to put in your eye. This is the toughest mess I've ever tangled with.
But there must be some evidence. There must be someone sufficiently suspect to warrant a charge being made out.
That's the whole trouble. This case is crawling with suspects. Every one of them with plenty of motive and all the opportunity in the world.
Well, that sounds as though you hadn't sifted the evidence sufficiently. You couldn't find more than one or two suspects who wouldn't be cleared on further investigation.
That's what you might think, Chief. But I've been over and over the story 1,000 times, and it comes right back where I started.
Well, let's hear what you have so far.
All right. Here it is. I've got 5 candidates for the job, and every one of them is hotter than the firecracker.
Ridiculous. That couldn't be.
I tell you, it's the truth, Chief. Just when I'm about to make up my mind it's one of them, something happens to put the spotlight on the other.
5 suspects. Well, there's something wrong about that.
There's something wrong, all right. It's the craziest case I ever got pulled in on. I take this Claudia Vincent. She's a dame that's playing in the show over there at the Hamilton.
Yes?
It's pretty hot stuff. Good looking, plenty of appeal. It looks like she's got this actor, Larry Noble, hooked, but good. He gets her into his show, and it doesn't help his rating at home any. But that doesn't bother him any. He goes right ahead and promotes the doll anyhow. Then he finds out she's up and married this other guy, Wilson.
The one who was murdered?
That's right. Well, here's an angle on that ceremony, Chief. It turns out this Oliver Wilson is supposed to be the boyfriend of Julia Dixon, that rich guy Barlow's girlfriend.
Now, wait a minute.
There you are, you see. It gets you. And don't I know. All right. This Dixon dame works for Barlow. She's a secretary or housekeeper or something. Been working for him for 10 years now, and all this time she's carried the torch for the boss. Wants him to marry her. And from what I can get, he's been stalling her.
Has he ever promised to marry this Dixon woman?
Sure, plenty of time. Only he's too cagey to get shoved up to the altar. He's been stalling, like I said.
Go on, Riley.
Well, a while back, this Dixon goes to Bermuda. She meets up with this young Wilson. He gives her a lot of malarkey. She falls for it. That's how he gets over here to the States. She invites him to move in out at Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
It's Barlow's place. He does a big burn when the guy moves in.
Why did he allow the man to visit if he didn't want him?
He doesn't dare toss him out because this Dixon doll says she'll run away and marry the guy. But Barlow doesn't want this to happen, you understand?
Well, then how is it we find Oliver Wilson was married to Claudia Vincent?
Yeah, that's one for the books, Chief. I still don't get it. We're working on that now.
Have you checked the past? Is it possible the Vincent woman and Wilson knew each other before?
No, that's a cinch. They only just met a few days before. Didn't tell a soul before they ran off and got married.
Let's see now. That was the day before the murder.
Yeah, that's right. And nobody knew where either of them went. This guy Noble was having the screaming jitters because his leading lady doesn't show up. Well, he's nuts about it, you understand? And also, it doesn't look too good to this Ramsey. That's the guy who produces the play.
Go on, but try to be a little clearer.
Chief, I wish I could. I tell you, it's a mess. It's a tough tangle, and there's no mistake about it. Nothing about this wedding. It all comes out the night the guy's knocked off. Now, just get the picture, Chief. Before the show goes on, this Claudia Vincent is blowing her top because she learns that the guy she ran off and married is dead broke.
Didn't she know that before?
Well, say she didn't. She thought he was in the chips. And he thought the same thing about her. He was just as sore as she was. And I hear there was a row you'd never be likely to forget.
And when did the others learn about this?
Oh, mostly after the show. Larry Noble knew about it first, and of course, Claudia Vincent. Boy, it figures that Mrs. Noble found out later, and this Julia Dixon did, too.
How did she take the news? Dixon, I mean.
Fell apart, Chief. Started having whooping hysterics and then keeled over.
How long was she out?
Oh, I don't know. All I know is that she was alone for a while in one of the dressing rooms, Chief.
In other words, Sergeant, she might have come to, gone out, found young Wilson, and murdered him.
Could be. But so could this Vincent day. And Noble, too. And don't forget the Barlow angle. He's in there pretty solid.
I don't follow that.
This Dixon doll told him she's going to run out on him and marry Wilson.
When was this?
She told him a couple of days back. Barlow hits the ceiling because she wouldn't budge. Now, this is while Wilson's playing up to the Vincent dame. Only this Julia Dixon don't know anything about this. And Barlow gets nearly nuts thinking this Dixon is going to walk out on him. He's a hot-tempered guy. Also, he's got all the dough in the world, and he's been having his own way ever since he can remember. Well, you can see how easily that would work out, Chief.
You think Rupert Barlow is capable of murdering Wilson?
Sure, Chief. He'd figure he could buy his way out of any rat.
But do you think he was sufficiently attached to Julia Dixon to commit murder on her account? You said he wouldn't marry her for 10 years. That doesn't sound too interested to me.
Well, maybe not, Chief. Maybe not. But remember this. Barlow always gets his own way. Maybe he stalled this Dixon for years. Maybe. But he didn't figure she'd really walk out on him. And when this Wilson came along, it was different. You know, maybe all of a sudden he couldn't stand the idea of losing this gal. Maybe he thought he couldn't get her back unless this Wilson was put out of the way.
All right. For the time being, I'll accept your theory. And that makes 4 suspects. Noble, Barlow, and the 2 women, Claudia Vincent and Julia Dixon. You said there were 5.
Yeah, that's right. There's a guy working for Barlow. His name is Victor. Says he's a chauffeur and a kind of valet. I've looked into his record. Pretty bad.
In what way?
This guy is nothing but a low-grade hood that Barlow must have picked up someplace. Well, he's had a record of arrests for assault. He's the kind of guy who knows his way around the underworld. But right now, he's plenty scared.
How does he fit in?
He was seen back there at the theater not long ago before this Wilson was murdered. Not only that, Chief. This Victor and Wilson were having one devil of an argument. They didn't get along ever since this Wilson moved out to Barlow's place. And on top of everything, Wilson accused this Victor of having some of his hood stop him on the road, beat the daylights out of him. Yeah? There you are, Chief. Anybody's guess. I figure I've got the plate, KG. Let someone break.
Well, we can't wait too long, Riley. You know what'll happen.
Sure. What can I do?
Better begin to bring them in for questioning. We'll have to get some results soon, or we'll both be walking the pavement.
I'll do what I can. Inquest is scheduled for tomorrow. Not that anything will come of that. It'll be the same old thing. Death at the hands of person, of persons unknown. Just like we didn't know that much already.
Report to me every day, and let's get some action.
Yes, sir. Couldn't happen too quick for me.
At this same time, we find Larry Noble getting ready to leave his Rosehaven, Long Island home. And as he stands with Mary in the front hall, we hear...
So long, Mary. I'll call you if they should decide to keep me in New York.
Keep you in New York? Why, surely they won't do that, Larry.
How can anyone tell? They might come to the theater with a warrant for my arrest.
Why, they couldn't do that. There isn't any reason to charge you.
Just keep on thinking that, Mary. In the meantime, don't be surprised at anything that happens. I'm going to drive into the theater now. I'll have my friend, the police officer, with me for company.
Oh, he's going to drive in with you?
Yes, it makes it easier for him. But don't worry, there'll be another man outside in case you need help.
Oh, I don't understand why they keep these men here.
Orders. That's all I could find out. Well, I lost my temper once today and stormed down the road. I won't do that again. It only makes my case look worse. From now on, I mean to be the friendliest guy in the world.
I'm so terribly sorry for you, Larry. I wish you didn't have to go all the way to New York and go through a whole performance at the theater.
It's a good thing I do. It's easier than just sitting around waiting for something to happen. Anything's easier than that.
Try not to worry too much, darling. I know it'll all turn out all right.
Yes. Thanks, sweetheart. Will you remember to say that again when you visit me in Condemned Row?
Larry kisses Mary lightly and leaves the house. But Mary's fears grow steadily worse. Be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.